Episode 1345, Celebrate What God Is Doing.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy, happy day. How is your weekend going? Maybe you're one who is scrambling with the hurricane, falling victim to it. Maybe you're one who's just on cloud nine. Regardless of your circumstances, celebrate what God is doing. It's Sweet Spirit Sunday. Let's jump in. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, how much is life running you? Trying to hold it all together when it feels like everything is falling apart. Wherever you are, celebrate what God is doing. Life isn't about having everything work out the way you want it to. It's working with what is before you, knowing that God's in control. And that knowing goes deeper than just saying it. It's living it out in your everyday. Have you ever felt run down? Tired for no reason? Well, at least you don't think you have a reason. You keep running yourself in circles, trying to be everything to everybody. It sounds like an everyday soap opera, doesn't it? It's the life we live. Busyness is becoming, well, at least that's what we think in the moment. It's so attractive because you sound like you're needed and wanted. I'm oh so busy. But what we are losing is much greater than what we are gaining. When you are hunkered down during the storms, celebrate what God is doing. Don't wait until you see the rainbows. Find one in the midst of the storm. God meets you right where you are, even in the storm. I think about all of the people who have been affected by Hurricane Florence and Hurricane Olivia. It seems like it's just been a season of devastation. Every single time I turn on the weather report, it's another dreadful alert or it's what is happening. The report. I want you to know that our family is praying for you all. If you're listening to this, if you are just kind of needing a break, know that we are lifting you up in prayer. And for those who are blessed not to be in the storm, I ask you to join with us in prayer. And also, if you are financially stable enough to be able to donate financially, there are so many different areas you can donate. I would encourage you to do so. Just make sure that when you donate, that you're donating it to a very reputable place so you know your money is being used wisely. But my heart just breaks for those who are suffering and who have suffered. It just doesn't seem fair that the storms keep pounding down and destroying lives and disrupting the way we live. But what we need to understand that with a storm comes beauty. I want to encourage you today that we need to celebrate what God is doing even in the midst of a storm. And that's hard when you're in the middle of a mess. But that's where the beauty is refined, in the middle of your mess. No matter what your circumstances, God is in control. You may feel out of control, but God can shoulder everything you bring Him. I know there are times that I just fall to my knees, literally and figuratively. And I think, Lord, I don't get it. I feel like I've finally gotten through things and now I'm back down in this deep valley. What is it? And then we begin to ask ourselves questions. What have I done wrong? Why do I deserve this? I try to do everything. I pray. I go to church. I donate money. I donate my time. I try to raise my family accordingly. And this is where I sit. Sometimes we feel like we're in a desert. There's no room. There's no reason to celebrate. So why celebrate what God is doing? Because God is with you in the midst of the storm. He is refining the beauty. You probably can't see it. I know I've missed it many times in my mess. But there is beauty in the mess. The question is, though, are you bringing the mess to Him? Are you saying, Lord, you need to take this because I can't do it anymore? We got to surrender. We've got to give it up. We've got to leave it at the foot of the cross. Every single morning when I wake up, mostly I should say, not every single morning because I'm human, so I can't say I do it every morning, but a lot of mornings I like to wake up and I like to say, praise the Lord. Sometimes I say it out loud verbally. Sometimes I say it in my head. Or I'll say, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Philippians 4:4. There's another translation that reads, celebrate God all day, every day. It may not seem monumental to you in the moment, but it's the little things. A million little things. Have you ever thought about planning a wedding? Planning a big function? You're like, wait a minute, you go from a storm to a wedding. Yes, because that's what our lives are like, right? We're either high up on a mountaintop or we're really low in a valley. So that's pretty much what we're looking at. We were in, either in a storm drowning or we're up celebrating like a marriage. Like, 'cause most of the time we're happy with the wedding. Maybe years later there's other issues, but that's for another episode. So we've got these two different lives here that we're looking at. High on top of the mountain and low in the valley. But it doesn't matter where you are in the moment. God is coordinating every single little detail. A million little things He puts together just for you. Maybe you didn't notice when you walked outside this morning to your car that there was this beautiful monarch butterfly that just flew by. It was given to you by God. It's a million little things. What is it that keeps you from completely giving God control? I know for me, it's one that I feel like I just got to do it myself. Call it perfectionism. Call it whatever you want. It doesn't matter. That's what I feel like most of the time. If I personally feel like it's like, oh, how do you define feeling like you're in control? You know what I'm talking about because you like it too. But when I have control, I feel like I can handle things, whatever that handling of things involves. It's like, okay, I got this. And then somehow I get in the middle of it and it just becomes a bigger mess and I'm just kind of floundering. I'm a fish out of water, not understanding what I'm supposed to be doing. Don't let discouragement rule your days. Open your heart and be watchful how God is moving. He is the planner. He is the creator of your life. He created you on purpose, for a purpose, and He coordinates a million little things all together. What are you doing today? Are you honoring Him by celebrating what God is doing in your life, even in the middle of the mess? Because I promise you, if you look hard enough, you'll see something beautiful in the mess. I've been in plenty of them. And I'm sure there will be plenty more to come. But I usually can find something beautiful in the middle of the mess. And also, I just want to leave a thought with you. Sometimes we think we learn from our experiences and that we already know what's going to happen. We already know the choices and the options. And honestly, we just don't go to the Lord and ask Him for His guidance. Today, I want to challenge you. If you don't feel like going to your knees, that's fine. But I definitely want you to go to God and say, Lord, I can't do this anymore by myself. I don't know what I'm doing. Maybe you're trying to lose weight, become a healthier mom, a better wife. Maybe you're trying to manage your money better because there's just something about shopping that's so much fun. Maybe you're trying to build your business, but it seems like every single time you try to start something, the door closes faster and faster every single time. You're getting mixed signals. I want you to go to God today and ask Him, Lord, give me clarity in the middle of my mess. Show me my next step. God is with you. He is moving. He is coordinating a million little things for your life. We just sometimes have to take the blinders off and look up because God is in control. Remember, one step at a time leads to miles of greatness. Celebrate God all day, every day. Start with Him and be a soul on fire. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.